Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Emmy award-winning comedian Ben Bailey going to call the program this half hour. He's got
Cash Cab.
New season of Cash Cab. Celebrities, right? It's all celebrities this time, right?
I don't know if it's all celebrities, but there are some celebrities this season.
Yes, yeah. I saw Matthew Perry from Friends is one of them.
About 10 minutes away from that. A lot of emails. Should we be getting more upset about the net neutrality thing? Because it's
I know
to
we're
happen.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
It is.
It kind of is.
I know. And in this business, it is too.
But what can we do about it?
You had to vote. They didn't. They voted for the wrong guy. So we're done. If you're pissed and you voted for the wrong guy, you're the reason it happened. All right? Republicans want to put a bunch of, whatever. It is a big deal.
Because it's going to happen on Thursday.
Yeah, and it's going to happen because of the Republican administration.
And this will give a lot more power to...
They can charge you.
The carriers.
Yes.
They can regulate the speed.
And charge you.
Yeah, they can block or slow your access to certain websites if they feel like they want to.
Right.
So streaming services are probably upset about this.
Yeah. Everybody is.
Everybody,
both sides of the aisle, except for the guys that want to make a bunch of money who are actually the Trump administration, whatever. It's horrible.
So how would that work? Nobody's
paying attention.
A bunch of money. Would they charge you faster internet speeds?
Yes.
They basically, if what I've been reading is correct, they would have the option to, not necessarily that they would, basically create an internet slow lane.
Right.
And if you wanted access to the fast lane, you'd have to pay more.
And if we decided to protest and get up in arms about it, nothing's going to change, right?
No, because they own the Congress.
Right, because it's done.
Only 25% of the people like the tax plan. They're going to pass that. You know, less than 30% wanted the new health care bill, which they didn't pass, but they're trying to get rid of it. It doesn't matter. The oligarchy and the money, they want it. That's what's going to happen. And you voted for it. That's on you. So if you bitch about your internet speed and you voted for Trump, it's on you.
So all we can do is have Dr.
Vote Mina. Next time around. Yeah. Maybe the next time around.
Dr. Mina can help you sign up for health care.
Right. Vote next time around.
Well, think about what you're voting for
next
time around.
Really? No way. No, Todd, you can't.
Stop voting
I'm a conservative guy that's pro-choice and loves weed. Well, you're not conservative.
Yeah, and I think the internet should be same for everybody.
Yeah, well, it's not. You voted the wrong way. It is what it is.
Yeah,
a lot of people who listen to us didn't vote the wrong way.
So I know they didn't.
We really shouldn't yell at them.
I'm not yelling at them. I'm just telling them. I just get mad.
You
when
are.
You, I get mad when you. Oh, you're just telling me that net neutrality is bad. And then if you vote, I'm saying, well, how'd you vote? Okay, well, you voted for net neutrality. You wanted to get rid of it then.
Yeah, the rules that they put in place under Obama basically made the internet a
public service.
It's like water and power.
It's like a utility.
Which it should be.
Right.
You know, we're to the point where everybody needs internet access.
Yes, they do.
It's how the world works.
Right. It's how most of the world works.
Yeah.
In fact, most of the world has higher internet speeds than we do.
Yes.
We're pretty middle of the pack.
Yes. Yep. Yes, we are.
You know, your porn freezes up for a second. What the hell, man? What the hell?
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that's going to affect you.
Yeah, that and other stuff, like important stuff.
Well, your cat videos are going to freeze up.
Yeah.
And your porn.
Mm-hmm. But I'm conservative, Todd. So don't tell me what I'm doing.
Yeah, let the businesses
control us.
Do what they want.
It'll trickle down, remember that?
Let the businesses do what they want.
Right.
We can trust them to regulate themselves.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And trickle down the cash, too.
Four people are hurt in a suspected suicide bomber in custody following a pipe bomb explosion at New York's Port Authority bus terminal.
You see the video of the guy that actually was carrying a pipe bomb.
Police say he had wires attached to his body. His bomb either went off prematurely or malfunctioned shortly before 7:30 local time this morning inside
that.
An entrance to a subway platform.
There's five or six people walking right near him, and they're the ones probably aren't even hurt. Are they hurt at all?
No.
Okay.
The suspect sustained a minor injury.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, it looked like he was dead.
No, he's just laying there.
Kind of knocked him out.
Probably scared the hell out of him. Oh, my pipe bomb went off prematurely.
Yeah, well.
Man, I'm glad to see you.
Don't flatter yourself.
Sorry. So, I mean, I'm just glad it's nothing worse because, it would, you know.
The incident has triggered a massive police response, subway evacuation, and service suspension at one of the busiest transit hubs in the nation.
Yeah. And be careful, there's another bozo walking around with a pipe bomb.
They are attempting to establish the bomber's motive.
You ever find out why the guy in Vegas killed 80 people? Is there a motive for that guy still out there?
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, because that didn't. Did that happen, or did I just dream that?
I believe you must have dreamt
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was just a government setup.
It's a white guy, right? Yeah.
So a carefully planned government thing.
That's right. Actors and everything. That's right.
Yeah, none of those people actually died.
No. Yeah, tell them that.
The nominations for this year's Golden Globe Awards have been announced.
Liberal Hollywood. I love the Golden Globes. It's my favorite one, actually. The rest of them are stupid.
Yeah, because they drink and seem to have a little fun at the Golden Globes.
And it's Seth Meyers, too. Yeah. They're gonna hate on Trump with this one. The right's not going to like this one.
Oh, good. Seth can then... the crowd will like him.
Yes.
Because I like Ricky Gervais because he played to the audience.
Yeah.
The crowd didn't really like Ricky Gervais because he would pick on Hollywood from time to time. So that gig only lasted a couple of years for him.
But Seth's going to
have... Which is 1 year longer than I thought it was going
to. Yeah. I was surprised they invited him back.
Yeah.
Probably it's good ratings. But Seth's going to do the sexual harassment stuff, and that's Hollywood. He'll make jokes about that. Of course he will.
I hope so.
They do it every night on TV.
Yeah. So, three billboards, The Shape of Water, and The Post led for films with six nominations each.
Wow, I've actually seen one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you won't see the other ones.
Tonya, Lady Bird, Dunkirk, and The Greatest Showman each received three.
I'm disappointed in the size of Margot Robbie's thighs.
Are they too small for you?
Too small to be Tonya Harding.
Okay.
And she's too hot, too.
That's
they have her dumbed down, but she's too tall.
Yeah.
Way too tall. I saw her on the red carpet with Tonya Harding. It's ridiculous.
They frumped her up a bit, but
it's ridiculous.
She's kind of a small girl. There's no amount of squatting she could do to get those thighs to a Tonya Harding size.
No.
For TV, Big Little Lies.
That's a good show. Did you watch that?
Not the whole thing.
Has six nominations, followed by Feud, Betty and Joan with four. Fargo, The Handmaid's Tale, and This Is Us each received three.
I don't know how they narrow this down. There's so much great TV. I don't know how they narrow it down.
And now you have to go with all the Netflix and the Hulus and the Amazons
HBO,
and all the different
Showtime. All those in there, right? It's just I don't even know. It's something I'm not really into, is because at least when it was just network TV, not you knew the shows if you didn't watch them. Now there's just so much. I don't know how they narrow it down.
No, they have to have a staff of hundreds now.
Right.
For the best picture, comedy or musical. So the comedies or musical, and then there's also best picture drama.
Right.
So in best picture comedy or musical, you get The Disaster Artist, you get Get Out, The Greatest Showman, I, Tonya, and Lady Bird.
Get Out is not a comic. It's not a comedy. It's a drama with some sly lines in it, but it's definitely a drama.
This guy is a comedian, though.
Yes, he is.
And he's your host of Cash Cab. Ben Bailey joining us.
Ben, is that how you got the Emmy, Cash Cab?
Yes, sir, it is.
I thought so, because I remember seeing I saw your pub shot now has you holding an Emmy. Have you seen that everywhere?
Yeah, I guess that's a good idea. Somebody made a good choice there. Yeah,
they did. They did.
I got a bunch of them. I have six of them. I got six of those things.
Wow, I did not know that, man.
Where do you keep them all?
And what was that? Yeah. What was that category?
Three are for host, outstanding host, and three for the show itself.
Excellent, man. Yeah. Now it's back. When you were in the studio with us, I think you were talking about it coming back, and now it's back. So that's cool. You're bringing celebrities into this, right?
Yeah, there's surprise celebrity guests. One per episode. It's not every game.
Oh, okay. Because I watched a marathon over the weekend. You were on Game Show Network, and it was cash cab after cash cab, and it said, like, season 25. How many seasons of these have you done?
I think we've done 10 seasons.
Okay.
10 seasons.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, but their definition of a season.
Yeah, we've done 400 shows.
And the one I saw, the questions were kind of hard. When did the questions get really hard?
Yeah. Yeah, they, you know, at the end of a season, the network would often say, we want the questions to be harder, and we want more winners. And we're like, how do we do that?
Yeah, that doesn't work that way.
The answer is you just shoot a lot more.
So, oh, you do? Yeah. Okay.
So, you have.
So are there people in New York City who wait for, because you drive the minivan cab, and flag it down, hoping it's you, and then it's not Ben Bailey. You go ahead. Go on.
Yes, there definitely are. I know, because I take cabs, and the drivers say to me, oh, yeah, people always hail me hoping it's you. When it's not you, they just wave me on.
So minivan cab drivers are pissed at Ben Bailey. In New York City.
They are mad at Ben Bailey, yes. Once again, they're mad at me out there.
What if there's a cab driver that resembles you in the car? There's got to be some guys that resemble you, at least. And then all of a sudden you're driving past real quick. There's a guy looks like Ben Bailey. Let's wave him down. It's not him. I'm going to piss him off.
I don't think there's a lot of, without getting too specific, I don't think there's a lot of New York City cab drivers that look like me.
No. I got it. Yeah. I got it. I got what you're saying
there. I'm going to guess none of them look like Ben.
So when they wave the other white guy down, they figure it's you.
There's one other white guy.
You said the celebrities are surprised, but the promo I saw was one of them was Matthew Perry. Am I right?
Yes. Okay. Well, I mean, it's a surprise, like the people in the cab have no idea.
Oh, I got it. Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
So it's being there with them, like, they get a double shot. It's like, hey, you're on cash cab. And they're like, oh, my God. And like, and here's Brooke Shields to play with you.
Oh, cool.
It's pretty nuts.
You should pitch that to Discovery.
What, Brooke Shields plays with you?
No, no. You find the other white cab driver in New York City. And you get a prize for that.
Ben Bailey with his cash cab returns. Is that tonight?
Tonight.
Oh, tonight. That's right. 9:30.
Well, it was supposed to be tonight, but it's actually on. They switched it. It's Sundays at 10 now, not Mondays.
Oh, Monday. Okay.
So it was on last night.
It was on last night.
Pretty sure you can watch it on demand. It'll be on this coming Sunday.
When you're not on stage, if you're on stage a lot of times on Sunday nights, right? Or you do Sunday. So do you ever watch a show live?
I watched it when it was on. I didn't see it last night for that reason, but I did watch it last Monday when it first premiered, and that was fun. I had a little premiere party.
Oh, okay.
I had a couple of drinks. It was fun.
That's something else you could do.
I wasn't driving. I was just watching.
If you're doing a Sunday night gig at a comedy club, just turn on your show.
We'll sit around and watch the show.
Yeah, watch Cash Cab for
a half hour. Collect the paycheck, exactly.
I'm going to do a live watch, you know, like people can come in and we could watch the show together. That's a great idea.
Afterwards.
What an easy gig for me.
Yeah. Afterwards, the audience can discuss a little question and answer.
The people that don't know, if they just watch Cash Cab, that Ben is a very, very funny comedian. You can see his stand-up all across the country. Where can people find your dates, Ben?
They can go to therealbenbailey.com and click on tour dates.
And you got some. I've seen you on TV. And I saw you were in the studio with us too, by the way. And you're a very, very funny dude. And congratulations on this show coming back. And hope you win another Emmy, man.
Thanks so much.
Hope you win another Emmy, man.
Thank you, man.
All right, we'll see you
soon.
That'd
be amazing.
All right, see you soon, Ben. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Have a good holiday.
Ben Bailey, very funny stand-up. Check him out.
I remember watching part of his last one that when we talked to him, I was howling.
His stand-up's great.
Yeah, it's hardcore.
Yeah,
funny.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I was telling Craig, I told these guys earlier, Craig, that Carmen Lynch was really, really dark. Did some abortion humor, And, you know, it's good holiday fun.
Oh, yeah.
Because when Colleen's the funny bone during this time of year, comes a lot of festive holiday groups get together and come and watch a bunch of abortion humor from Carmen. Although the crowd dug it, she was really, really dark and great. Just a cool lady.
I'm sure Paul Mercurio will be much more subdued this weekend Funny Bone.
Yeah, he'll be here also in the studio later this week. And actually, you're going to phone program tomorrow, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
And Dick Harp's going to be in town. Dick Harp let his Kansas boys down. Todd's Arizona State beat him over the weekend there.
Oh, no, his boys let him down.
Oh, that's right. We'll ask him when he gets here. That's Greg Warren will be in the studio. And also Sean Ganant.
Dick Harp won't let his boys down, but his boys, they're still learning. They'll let Dick Harp down.
Yeah, they did.
But he always backs his boys.
He will always back his boys.
Even when he loses to Arizona State.
That was a
at home.
Yeah.
Right. Of the boys not standing behind Dick Harp.
Because I'm a Kansas basketball fan, but I'm a
But they're young, and he's still teaching them. They are still learning the Harp way.
Right.
The way of the Dick Harp.
Oh, they'll come around. By the time the tournament rolls around, they'll be fine, and Arizona State will be out of the picture. Just like every year. Not exactly a basketball school.
No, and you don't bitch about
it. Well, they're not exactly a football school either.
No, they're not.
Hey, the Herminator's there, man. T-shirts available everywhere, all over town. Herminator's back.
Herm warning.
You know what disappoints me is...
Is your football team.
Well, is Arizona State Athletics in general, because...
You still have a chick athletic director?
When I see... Nope.
Okay.
Nope, she's gone now, but you will see it scroll across the screen, mm-hmm. and you'll see, oh, they're ranked, and, oh, it's chick basketball. Oh, it's softball.
I know. Yeah.
That's what they're good at. They're good at chick basketball and softball.
Yeah, well, be like this area where that's important.
And nothing else.
Yeah.
No, I want them to be good at football.
Yes, you do.
I'll take basketball. It'll be fun to watch in the tournament.
But once you take it, but it's important.
I would prefer that they be good at football.
Right.
And with Herman, things are going to start happening now.
Good, good. It just immediately.
Yes.
He can coach those same players that much better.
You know why? He does great interviews, too.
Mm-hmm.
You do great interviews, you win games.
Oh, yeah.
I've been reading that a lot lately.
Snappy lines at press conferences
that
equal championships.
The battle.
I'm on a Herm Power website. It's called Herm Power. Yeah.
I thought
it was something else. Puss on a different one.
Well, you thought it was. I was looking for puss. Yeah.
I was looking for puss, but it was the Herminator.
My son lives in Scottsdale, and he was listening to a Herm Edwards interview on a local.
Did he brag about it?
In Phoenix.
Did he brag about it? And said,
he called me and said Herm Edwards just crushed that interview.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We could look forward to
national championships at Arizona
State. Pretty good run.
Yep.
Maybe not this year, but in the next couple of years, it'll be back to Arizona State football.
The way it should be. The way Frank Cush taught it.
Right, the glory days.
He
college
cushed it.
Football as a whole is better
when
Arizona State is good.
I've always said that.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to return to the days of the Pac-8.
Mm-hmm. And if you're laughing at me saying that, think about how dumb it sounds when you put a different team
in
there.
People might be figuring out what we're talking
Arizona
about.
Arizona State wasn't even in the Pac-8. Yeah. They were at the WAC at the time. So
that's right, they were whacking
it. We're going to go back to the WAC glory days sooner than later.
I think we're living the WAC glory days.
A group of women accusing President Trump of sexual misconduct are holding a news conference at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time in New York City.
Yeah, maybe we should revisit that since somebody else is quitting in the government.
That would be about 12 minutes.
Now, he's not going to quit because he's the man.
Yeah.
He bragged about
the women are among 16 who claim they were sexually harassed.
Why should he?
Or even assaulted by Trump before he was elected president. They claim that he and the White House have repeatedly denied. The women are demanding a congressional probe into their allegations.
Yeah, why not? Why not? You're about to do it into Franken before you quit. Why not?
Yeah, well, the word we get from the White House is they were grateful.
That's right.
Or they're lying.
No, they like
that
it.
Too.
No, they like it. You just grab them by the, grab them. You just grab them.
The president's accusers appear in a video by Brave New Films detailing allegations, including groping, fondling, and forcible kissing.
Yep. In the morning.
The women are demanding the congressional probe. They're going to talk to Megyn Kelly today.
They're about to see the alleged pedophile. You think they're going to listen to these guys? Nah. I saw that Nikki Haley, a Trump appointee, said these women need to be listened to. Yeah, and believed. and believed Nikki Haley.
Yeah, she wouldn't go any farther than that.
No, exactly.
But she did say that. At least she said that.
Well, yeah.
They need to be heard.
And believed.
I find it hard to believe that Nikki Haley hasn't been through that.
Because she's cute.
Well, and she's in an old boys club.
Right, she is. Both of those.
Yeah.
That part, too.
She said, any woman who has felt violated or felt mistreated in any way, they have every right to speak up.
Yep. When they ask...
And if this happened to her, she should too.
When they ask Sarah Huckabee, Uncle Fester... By the way, you ever seen the photos of her Uncle Fester back to back? Because the eyes are the same.
Oh, mercy.
They have a picture of Uncle Fester from the Adams family right next to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and the eyes are the same.
Whoa.
And it looks great. If you think about it, you see it. Because one's kind of dead and... And they're dark because of the Uncle Fester wore that dark, you know, monster makeup, whatever he was supposed to be in that. Just a creep, a freaky guy in the Addams Family. But she always responds to these. Our response is that they're all lying. Next. That's it.
Right.
So,
well, I mean, it's very simple.
Yeah.
I mean, if that is the response that she has been given, she has no choice.
I know.
She's
complicit.
Ah,
right.
Our response is, and it doesn't. She doesn't always say they're lying. It is our response.
Our position is.
They're lying.
Our position is they're lying. All of them. Yeah. Including 14-year-old girls in Alabama, they're lying too.
Well,
they're not 14 now. It's crazy. Upside down land. Come on, I want to thank Ben Bailey for phoning the program. Cash Cab was last night.
Yeah. And next Sunday night.
And next Sunday.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.